Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive, and He is living. And if you're a Christian, He's living in you by the Holy Spirit, in your brand new spirit, man. And He loves you. And He speaks to us in the heart. That's where the will is formed. Everything we do is a choice. Even when we decide to do nothing, when we decide to fight back, it's a choice. When we decide to run, that's a choice. When we decide to ignore, that's also a choice. But we're only blessed when we make the best decisions, the best choices. Seeking the Lord and endeavoring to get to know Him gives us the right information so that we can make our best choices. We're only blessed when we make the best decisions. Last broadcast, we talked about maturity, the blessings of choosing the high road, seeking the Lord because He has so much to say to us. He has so many wonderful things to give us counsel on. There's nothing that He can't teach you. But so many people won't seek the Lord. They're acting like we're Old Testament saints that were just bound to the wilderness. The Old Testament, I remember as a child asking my mother, I said, did the people ever get out of the get to the promised land and out of that wilderness? Because I heard most of the messages I heard at that time was the Exodus and getting them out of Egypt and going through the wilderness. Those were hard-headed people that would not mature. They wouldn't trust God and they wouldn't learn nothing. The only thing they had, they would be obedient to Moses. And they had a slave mentality. Slaves obey. That's why if you can obey God, He can do something with you if you can just obey Him. But one day you're going to have to trust Him and obey Him. And I ended the last broadcast talking, you know, like I've done so many other ones. Many people, they don't seek the Lord because they don't want God to tell them to go to some remote place and start a work or do something. You know, you hear testimonies of missionaries and they talk about some of the miracles, but some of the, you know, God had to do a miracle because something went terribly wrong, and most people don't want to live, they don't want to go through something that's terribly wrong. But that's not the point. In order to dig out gold, you have to go underground, or you have to pan for it. You have to go out there and find it. But when the Holy Spirit guides you to people can be very difficult. And the people we're trying to win, they will die if we don't go and do our part. How can they hear without a preacher? So people say, well, I'm going to avoid God. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. I want to be saved. I want a good life. But they won't risk going in God's presence because they don't want to do whatever He might say. Or they think they don't. And the enemy will always show you the worst. One day you're just going to have to stop trusting the worldly view of God and Satan. And start trusting Him for who He is. Because He loves you. And if you stay in His presence long enough, you can start, you'll learn to yield to Him. And it's a beautiful life. It's better. And when it things happened in my life, I ended up in debt. I got divorced and had to start all over. I knew I was an apostle and I might have to travel. So I've been working on getting out of debt. I bought a modest home so I would pay it off and in case the Lord sent me to another country. It didn't matter. It didn't matter to me what God wanted me to do. I just want to be in the center of His will, doing what He said do. But I'm able to minister all over the world without even leaving my home, my city, and my state. You see, when you seek the Lord, you find out what He wants you to do. Sometimes you don't even have to leave your home, your city, or your state. And then if you do, so be it. But Christian people are acting like Old Testament Christians that would never get it right. And when you read the Word, most of the people you read about are reluctant. And God is pleading with them, trying to get them to quit sin so He won't have to destroy their nation. In Jeremiah 16, the Lord told Jeremiah, don't marry anybody from this city, because the people of this city will be, they're going to die miserably. Their sins were too much. There was not a decent woman there. That would have been a blessing to Jeremiah. They were all corrupt and evildoers, full of idolatry and witchcraft. You have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit and why people think they're outsmarting God by not going in His presence and learning His ways. They really outsmarting themselves. They the one in trouble. God's not in trouble. And they don't learn to trust Him. And because people don't learn to trust Him, they fail in life. And they fail before their children, who they're trying to raise to be godly. This is what happens to so many people, so many Christian people. Not God's will for you to not know things. The Word of God will educate you, but it doesn't do it like a normal book. When you study God's Word, you believe it and you receive it and you act on it, and then you learn it. Now, it's spiritually discerned, it's spiritually detected, but you measure it greater and greater. See, it only works according to how you measure it. And the strength of your faith is the power that works in you. In your heart, there's God's Word. The part that you've heard, you have faith because you were born again. Then that you see things a certain way. Some of it's deception. Some of it's wrong knowledge. Because some of the people you learn from rebelled against knowledge, and they just don't know. The enemy got involved, and he's trying to confuse you even more. So, taking the high road, choosing to be mature in the Lord is the way you go. That's the way you go. That's the way you succeed. That's the way you do it. When you seek Him, you'll see Him move in your life. You'll see His handiwork. You'll see what He can do. And you'll know for yourself, the same God you read about in the pages is right there with you, and He was all along, even throughout your life. The Lord taught me something one time. He said, he answered my question about business, and I knew that it would have blessed me. I was so excited because I knew it was going to work. And then I said, well, wait a minute, Lord, you know I need to know this a long time ago. How come you didn't tell me months ago? I could have been further along. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, and I never forgot it, he can't learn the ways of the Father. When a man leans to his own ways, he cannot learn the ways of the Father. In Jeremiah chapter 32, Jeremiah warns Zedekiah to go and give his life to King Nebuchadnezzar and surrender. And Nebuchadnezzar would take his life for a prey and the Chaldeans wouldn't kill him. But Zedekiah said that he feared the Lord. I mean, he feared the Chaldeans, that they were mocking. And he tried to resist and flee. And they caught him. And then Jeremiah, in the dialogue, in those chapters, that was a long dialogue between Jeremiah and Zedekiah. Now his sons, Zedekiah's sons were worse than he was. They wanted to kill Jeremiah, but Zedekiah told Jeremiah what to do and don't tell his sons everything that he said and he would live. So his sons came to talk to him after Zedekiah did. Jeremiah said the words that Zedekiah gave him, and his sons didn't know any better and they left. They were worse than Zedekiah. Zedekiah did believe Jeremiah, but not enough to act on what he said. He had fear in his heart, and he trusted his fear more than the living words of God. Sometimes when the Lord gives you instruction, that's the way you go. And you got to lay whatever else in your heart aside. But Zedekiah didn't do that. He tried to run. Jeremiah told him to go out there and surrender. The country was in idolatry, and God gave that country to Babylon because they were full of idolatry. But Zedekiah didn't look at that. He looked at his own, what he wanted. There was no chance and there was no way he could win because he didn't listen to the prophet, and the prophet spoke the words of God, and God is always right. He didn't use the wisdom of God. He trusted his own wisdom, his own plan. And when people do that, they cannot learn God's ways. And I was adamant about doing things the way I did them. I didn't know. When I didn't know God's wisdom, I trusted my own. And he said, when a man leans to his own ways, he cannot learn the ways of the Father. Doesn't matter who it is, I couldn't do it, and nobody else can either. But once I learned better, I received what God said to the point I rejoiced. And I put it in practice. And it worked, just like I thought it would. And then I said, what else am I missing out on? That's how I learned to follow God. That's why I'm saying you can trust him in your situation. Don't be like most people. Most people are wrong. They just wrong. If you talk to them long enough, you'll know they're wrong. If you compare what they say to God's word. And see, go to the parts where Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Do you realize how priceless that's my favorite scripture, because that's how you win. That's the road you take. Always seek the Lord. Now, all these people that thought they were outsmarting God and run from his will, they didn't seek him because they didn't want him to send them to Africa or somewhere where there's no McDonald's. They're thinking about themselves. They shun a living relationship with the Lord because they don't want him to stop telling them what not to do certain things. But you won't never get to know the Lord acting like that. Then they're going to go to heaven if they make it. And then there's going to be people that they wish they could have been a blessing to. And the people that they should have been ministering to are not there. Or somebody else won them to Christ. See, in heaven, the truth is known for what it is. Some people, they didn't even win their own children. Somebody else won them. And you're going to be known. You, just like you will know as you're known, you will be known for who you really are and what you're really capable of. And the everything that was wasted will be understood, not only by you, but by everybody. Because people will have a different kind of wisdom at that time. If you did what was right and you continue to make good choices, you put things in motions that you didn't even realize. And you're going to see blessings you that you caused that you really didn't know. The Lord used you according to his wisdom, and you didn't even realize it. And there will be people, there will be so many people there because you were faithful. And you didn't even think much of what you did or said. You may have forgotten it. I can't count the times I talk to people and I tell them what they said years ago and they don't even remember. And they were faithful. They were faithful. And didn't even realize it. They said something that made the day in my life. And sometimes I preach about it. Most of the things I'm telling, a lot of things I tell people about that other people have done and said, I'm sure the people have forgotten about it by now. They were just doing what they do. But God used it, and it impacted my life. What you do now, what you do, when you go in God's presence and learn things, you don't just get your own problems healed. Every time you win, every time you learn something new from the Lord, every time you grow, you make decisions after that, and you make better decisions, and those decisions help you help others, and you don't even realize it. See, people, they have an idea of what a thriving ministry is like. A thriving ministry is people who love God and they do and they operate according to love. That's it. All the preaching and all the blessings and everything, and all the miracles, they happen because people walk in their love and by their faith. You're operating in a healing way. Gifts of healing. You're doing something people can see and experience and feel and touch and taste. When you preach the wisdom of God before people, and a lot of people hear you, they can see that. And when you preach on the radio, nobody can see you. They just hear your voice all over the city. And you don't get reports like you would in a church. And sometimes that's good. And sometimes if you're looking for responses, some people stop going on the radio because they look for responses. That doesn't mean that the ministry is dead because you don't get feedback mail. These people that go on the radio and then when they don't get a lot of feedback, they just go off the air. I say their faith is weak. They're just not strong. But when you do what God tell you to do, because God say do it, it doesn't matter how it look. It doesn't matter how much feedback you get or whether you never get feedback. I can promise you it's working. Everybody's not going to, don't send people, all kind of miracles are happening, especially when the Lord give you what to say and do. It's working. Go to bed in peace. And the Lord is continually adding to what you're doing. It's working good. If the Lord tell you to get off the radio and he once had you on there, that's different. God told Ezekiel, the people are not going to hear you, but tell them anyway. These kind of things happen. He didn't get fan mail. If you want fan mail, start telling jokes. But if you really want to do the wisdom of God, do what he put in your heart. It's time for people to be mature and stop looking for signs and realize we're content in him. You're complete in him. And you can be content in him. Learn to be content with what God tells you personally. People always want a sign. Is it working? They can get one today and want another one tomorrow. on the verge of quitting. Jesus said, he that look back, they're not worthy. If they take their hands off the plow, they're not worthy of the office they got. And we really need to do God right. Seek the Lord. Be mature. Take the high road. Because God is good. And he will bless your life. You will have greater wisdom. You will have greater peace. You'll stop having the same kind of problems and causing the same kind of misery. See, if you have problems and they go unchecked, you also cause problems. The first thing people do when they have a problem, they blame somebody else. Yeah, all the decisions you make every day, when you seek the Lord and you're in his counsel, you're going to see his handiwork. You're going to see what he can do for yourself. Zedekiah chose not to. He leaned to his own understanding. And the last thing he saw was what Nebuchadnezzar did. If he would have just walked out there and gave his life to the king of Babylon, the king wouldn't have killed him. And he and his sons. But his sons were in defiance. And they tried, they didn't care about killing the prophet. They would have killed the prophet. Zedekiah did something to save the prophet, even though he didn't let him go. He could have let him go, but he didn't. Until Ebed-Melech said something, then he let him go. So the king Nebuchadnezzar, just like so many people, they don't listen to the Lord. They do the opposite of what the men of God say do, and what the Holy Spirit guide them to do, and then they have their life turn out like it do. He saw his sons get killed, and that was the last things he saw. Nebuchadnezzar had his sons killed, and then he put out Zedekiah's eyes and took him captive to Babylon till the day of his death. But he didn't kill him. He saw his sons get killed, and he took him captive. There was nobody that was going to come and deliver. There was nobody that was going to take him out of the Chaldeans' hands. What he feared came upon him. But when you trust the God of heaven, it will be like he say. It'll be greater than what you know, what you can expect, what you can imagine. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 20 says that the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you can ask or even think. This is priceless when all you want is a simple answer, a simple thing to recover your life, and you seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you pay attention and listen. The guidance he give you will make the day. You'll be able to make the day. You'll be able to undo what the enemy has done. You'll be able to do what your kin people haven't done. You'll be able to do what other people have not done. Even the greatest pastors have not done or thought about. Because you sought the Holy Spirit, who will never guide you wrong. He will guide you into all truth. And sometimes you have to redo things. He'll help you get to the root of the problem. Otherwise, the root of the problem will grow and it'll cause even more problems. And many people die without ever solving their root problems. But I don't desire just to get people saved. I want them to thrive in life. Because if that happens, more people are going to get saved. See, people who defeated Christians, they don't get people saved. They the enemy used their demise to destroy people's hope. You have to win in life in order to be effective in life. And maturity is the way you go. You got to be mature. Thrive to be mature. It's easy. Everything God give you, everything he guides you to do, say, speak, or even listen to. Sometimes he'll guide you to go somewhere just to hear a man of God that has an aspect of what you need. It's not going to take a quick fix. It's going to take you hearing the word of God and renewing your mind. I don't know what it'll take for you personally. Sometimes the Lord can say a phrase of a sentence and it'll make the day. Sometimes he can give you a teaching. And sometimes he'll prescribe a book for you to study and read. And you'll read that book. He'll say, read it again. I can't count the times I say, Lord, what are we studying today? Many times he'll say Isaiah. And many times he'll say Jeremiah. And then while I'm listening to it, the Holy Spirit will alert me to different things that I need. Help me in my life personally. And also prepare me for what he want me to minister. He nourishes me in every way. He knows what I'm going to face. He trained me about his people. And then there's a portion of the day I listen to what I want to listen to. I say, Lord, I listen to other ministers. There, at lunchtime, many times I listen to other ministers. Things that get my attention. I love to listen to Henry Groover. I love to listen to Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland. Other men of God. My pastor. I listen to him every week. Some people won't allow God to prescribe them what they need. When you learn from the Lord, it's not like doing lesson at school so you can get a good grade. This is so that you can live. Take the mature road. Do the things of the scriptures. Handle things biblically. And you're going to see it works. And not only does it works good. I can testify that it works good. God has always exceeded my expectations. Now I'm not nervous when I go in his presence to see what he wants. I get excited about what's next. And I condition myself to learn even more. I run to his will. That's why I say I will do all that's in his heart. When he reveals something, it helps me be effective. And the more I yield, the more the people who hear me will yield. Only people who yield preach like this. I don't care what he tells me to do. If I feel nervous about it, I'll go to him about that. If I feel reluctant, I'll go kill reluctance. If I feel like I'm not good enough, I'll get over it. I'll study the word and I'll do whatever he say. One of the wisest things I ever did was when I vowed to the Lord that I will obey him. And that's what happened today. He gave me the wisdom I was talking about. When he said, when he answered me saying, when a man leans to his own way, he can't learn the ways of the Father. I said, Lord, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. Whether I like it, love it, or hate it, I'm going to obey you. And he remembered that. And he started giving me things to do. And sometimes the only reason I did it was because I vowed that I would. But I didn't just do what he said do. I asked him my questions so I could be on board. I didn't want to be 50% on board. I didn't want to be 40% on board. I didn't want to be 30% on board like Zedekiah was. He was 30% on board, but he was 60% in fear. because that's what he did. I don't even want to be 90% on board. But to be honest with you, the times that I obeyed God, I was at least 60% on board. And I did his will reluctantly, afraid, nervously. And then I saw that it worked, and I started getting bolder. I started doing it at 70%, 75%, 80%, 85% on board. Then it went all the way up to 90% for a very long time. But when I started saying I would do all that's in his heart, I was 100% on board. When he told me to do the radio broadcast, I was 95% on board. I was looking at the cost. I was willing to do it, but I didn't want to be one of those preachers that start and stop. Yeah, I didn't want to start the broadcast and then have to quit. No, that was on my mind. So, but I started a business a month before preparing for the radio broadcast. But once I did it, I was so happy I did it. I knew it was important, and I got on board 100%. To the point that when I was given a donation, I went on there twice in a weekend. Saturday and Sunday. It's good to be on board with what God give you to do. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, and it's all good when you follow him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.